Too much buzz in the air. Listen in to What's the Buzz on EPRN. Sit back and reflect with tunes from the good old days on Reflections, hosted by Cedric Clark on EPRN. Be sure to rock on with Everyone's Rock. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network has a variety of podcast radio programs for listeners all across the globe. Take the journey, the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H., or awaken and take notice to the events in your communities with Purposely Awakened, hosted by Naomi Bondman. Hang out with the gents and listen to the Elite Gents podcast. And for better results, listen in to Revealing Better Results. For sports, check out Folksy's Corner, Sports and Stuff, hosted by John Meisner. And PSA, Prodigy Sportative Attestations. Tell a friend and listen in via EPRN's web app at app.eprn.us and listen in online at www.eprn.us. Welcome back to another episode of Revealing Better Results, and this is show number 59, and I'm Garland McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being sponsored by Exquisite Barista Services. You know, visit Exquisite Barista Services at our new location in Huntersville, North Carolina. And you can get all the details of how to walk on in and, you know, get your fresh latte, chai tea, or regular coffee beverage, whichever you prefer. Visit exquisitebarista.com and you'll get all the information that you need there to go on out and get your beverage. And now you can do it on a daily basis if you're in the Huntersville, Charlotte area. So check them out. Also, Exquisite Conglomerate Communications, of course. You know, we specialize in search engine optimization services, as well as we build websites. We handle all types of digital marketing services that you require. So if you're in the need and you have a new business or an existing business, you know, we can help you out with your marketing campaigns and your marketing plans. And we can also help you do a little bit of networking as well. I'd also like to give a shout out and a good word to the people at University of the People. And particularly, just wanted to let the listeners know I'm pursuing my Master's of Business Administration, and I'm going to be attending the University of the People. In fact, classes have already started. So, you know, as I'm doing this podcast for you guys, I'm also doing studying as well. And just want you guys to wish me well. And on today's episode of Revealing Better Results, I'm going to talk a little bit about business ownership and entrepreneurship and how that's very important, you know, in today's society, especially in America with everything going on. And I'll also have a little political rant for everyone in the second segment of the show. And let's start off here. You know, with today's economy and the way it is, most experts, they claim that the answer, you know, to joblessness is basically go ahead and create a business. Learn how to run a business. Be an entrepreneur. Because in the long run, it's going to be easier than finding a job. And I'm an example of why this is very true. You know, I started out as being a full-time professional marketer in 2008. I decided to go ahead and start my own agency. You know, start helping small businesses out with marketing campaigns and, you know, social media marketing campaigns, building websites, giving business owners some insight when it comes to strategy, marketing strategy. And that's why I guess I call myself the consulting guy. And that's why people know me as the consulting guy, because this is what I started off doing when I created my business. And now it's grown, and it's grown into several different service divisions. And I'm very proud of that. And I'm very proud of working with the people that have come along and helped me build this business up. And also helped me build up my listening audience here on Revealing Better Results. I'm very appreciative of that. And it is definitely true that it is easier in this economy. For the past 10 years, I would say, it's been easier in this economy to go ahead and start a business, struggle for a little while, but, make some headway, keep building, keep growing, keep meeting new people that have the same mindset as you do, or as I do, the same mindset that I have, and and building friendships and networking, and that's what it comes down to when you want to build a successful business and be a successful entrepreneur. And you have to do this on a day in and day out basis. Examples in the economy have shown us thus far that the labor force is it's made up of manipulated numbers that the media tells the public. The labor force is actually pretty small right now when it comes to having a good job. And when I say a good job, a job that pays over $100,000 a year, and it's a full-time job. Most of the jobs in the economy these days are part-time jobs, service-driven jobs, and not to be politically incorrect, but low-paying jobs. And the overall economy of the United States and the people within it cannot survive on part-time pay. And many, many critics and experts have come out to say this. This is very true. And it just won't work. If you think that you're going to be able to survive and thrive and have time to do the things that you want to do by getting two part-time jobs to make up for one full-time job, it's not going to happen. You're going to spend too many hours out of the day, helping somebody else reach their goals. And you shouldn't just keep torturing yourself. If you're that person out there looking for the right full-time job, wondering where it is, wondering why you can't get that high-paying job that you're qualified to do, then you need to put those skills to work for yourself in some other fashion, in some other way. Develop a product, develop a service. Matter of fact, going back to the labor force issue, manufacturing jobs are non-existent in the United States right now. So if you're looking for a high-paying manufacturing job, it most likely doesn't exist anymore. Everything's been automated. Amazon, they are the new manufacturing company that specializes in automation. And when you have automation, you don't have a need for humans, really. You have a need for humans to deliver the product for you, And once Google figures out how to get these self-driving cars going, there's not going to be a need for people to deliver the product to customers anymore either. And so, keeping that in mind, you should just if you're on the fence and you're thinking about and you're procrastinating rather, and you're procrastinating and you continue to keep looking for this job, this high-paying job that doesn't exist, just snap out of it. Stop torturing yourself and go ahead and start a business. If you have the skills, put them to work. Put them to work for yourself. Go hard for yourself. Examples of how this very network, this very podcast network, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, how the hosts of their own podcasts have turned their podcasts into a business. Examples of that, I would have to say would be John Meisner. He's the host of Sports and Stuff. And what he does every week, he goes out and he tries to reach sponsors, and he reaches sponsors, and he's got ideas, and he put together his own app that works in conjunction with EPRN and his shows. Greg Hurdle, he's him and Cedric Clark, they've both been in this with me at EPRN since the beginning. Naomi Bondman as well. She's a journalist, formally trained, and she has her own podcast on EPRN to pretty much supplement what she's doing with her own business. Her show, it's out on the West Coast. It's called Purposely Awakened, and on a week-to-week basis, she consistently sends me shows from new people that she's networking with, business owners, people in the community, people doing things for the community, and she's turned her podcast into an awareness campaign. So people know about her skills. People know who in the media to turn to when they need to get a story out. And more, we'll definitely supply you with more information on my show, Revealing Better Results, on how you, if you're interested, can become a podcaster and a successful podcaster and turn your podcast into a business. And that's what we do here with our onboarding process at EPRN. We basically show you how to turn media into a business. And with that, I'm gonna take a quick break and gather up my notes here and get ready to take a break, of course. But when I come back, we'll be talking more about how all of this relates and coincides together, to affect not only you, the people, but the political world as well, and how it's affected. And we'll be right back. I'm your host. This is Revealing Better Results. I'm Garland McLaughlin. And stay tuned.
Space, a final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee, and later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration, they've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495. 704-659-3495.
Gaining skills and knowledge is something very valuable to each individual. University of the People has been growing strong for more than 10 years, and they've helped countless students from around the world gain knowledge and teamwork experience with their education model. Our society is continuously changing with numerous technological advancements. University of the People gives students the foundation they need to get the most out of their education experiences. University of the People is also the first virtually free university offering bachelor's and master's degree programs, and the degree programs are nationally accredited and approved by the U.S. Board of Education. I'm Garland McLaughlin, author and CEO. I'm proud to be pursuing my MBA at University of the People.
There's always radio. For a dime, it's good for a laugh.
Rocking on your radio.
Yeah. There's always radio. And for a dime, it's good for a laugh.
I don't talk without a reason to speak. I might waste a couple bars on freedom of speech. A jaded life that I live by the beach.
Don't sleep.
I live a dream, but I'm playing for keeps.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, the new dawning, the new cup of coffee, the rain, the awning, the pain from my hangover hanging around. The dark clouds when the haze surrounds.
All around me.
I rep the town when I'm soaring through the atmosphere.
One, two.
Touring with alchemists, touring with atmosphere.
They ain't expecting us.
It's to the exodus. Deadly dilated peoples killing to the death of us. Starting my day, so pardon my ways.
Yeah.
Forgive me for my sins, the hardest to change. I'm not the easiest shell to crack, or egg to hatch. And it's the bad apple out of the batch.
On your radio.
There's always radio. And for a dime, it's good for a laugh.
Rocking on your radio.
There's always radio. And for a dime, it's good for a laugh.
Rockin' on your radio.
First things first, we lose friends. Over and some to God, others depend. Some we outgrow, some we ditch. And when we start making music, then we change and switch. Shit, that's the nature of the beast. From different angles, I relate to different beats. Different points of views on making that heat. I'm from a different Los Angeles and stay in the streets.
5 o'clock news.
What means the world to you? If you'd ask about me, then I tell you the truth. I tell you family first and my work in the booth. And you'll never work a day when you love what you do. When the paint don't run, pushing when the papes don't come. With no bullets, then there ain't no guns. When the sky turns gray and there ain't no sun. And if the homies ain't had none, it ain't no fun.
There's always radio. And for a dime, it's good for a laugh.
Rocking on your radio.
There's always radio. And for a dime, it's good for a laugh.
Rocking on your radio.
Thanks for staying tuned in. I'm the Consulting Guy, and this is Revealing Better Results here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And this is the second segment here, and like I promised in the first segment, I have a little bit of a political rant to share with the listeners today. And right now, as it stands politically, the system and the government, it's basically broken, and it's not allowing itself to be fixed. And Congress is broken, and there are over 20 candidates from the Democratic Party running for U.S. president in 2020, and they've already started their campaigns for months now. They've been campaigning already for 2020 elections for president. And both Congress and presidential candidates, they continuously criticize and bash the current president, Trump, for addressing issues like the wall, building the wall, and illegal immigration. I really don't see how this should be an issue, illegal immigration, when we live in a land of laws. Trade and the economy is also an issue, the trade war. And there's also an issue that speaks to me as an African-American male, reparations. The Democratic Party and people on the Republican side, they don't want to have anything to do with talking about reparations for American descendants of slaves. They just don't want to deal with it. And these issues can't be ignored and fought against when the issues, they need to embrace the right solutions. And all of these issues, all four of these issues, the wall, illegal immigration, the trade war and reparations, they all affect the economy. And they're affecting the economy right now in not such a good way. And that's why Americans and people who are citizens of the United States, that's why right now is the best time to harness resources and get your business going. You know, trade war, illegal immigration, and reparations for American descendants of slaves are primary reasons why you should start a business, and how your business can help you and your communities. No, I'm not going to dig real deep into the individual issues that are out there, but you the listener should just go ahead and think about this a little bit. Think about these issues a little bit deeper and do a little bit of deep research. And of course, you have to trust the plan. You know, I'm going to touch on the illegal immigrations issue right now. You know, it really shouldn't be an issue, because like I said before, the United States is a land of laws. And if you've entered this country illegally, then you need to be sent back to where you came from. You know, if your family that you brought with you across the border illegally, if you all get separated, then that's just the consequences of breaking the law. I mean, this is ridiculous. When citizens of the United States break the law and families get split up, no one is fighting for them. You know, so why should we fight for people that are blatantly breaking the law, coming here illegally, and putting pressure on our economy so that they could live here for free? No, it's basically taking advantage of Americans that have been here and have the right to be here. And you should never feel sorry for people that are blatantly breaking the law in front of your face, and then they're basically laughing at you behind your back because you're paying for them and feeling sorry for them to be here. So that's my rant. And oh, if I sound un-American or politically incorrect, I'm so sorry. You know? So once again, just do a little bit of research. Think about this a little deeper. And of course, you have to trust a plan when you start your own business. Have a great week, everyone.
Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.